You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I
don't
know.
Welcome to the opening edition of the end. It's not our first show ever. Feels like our first show ever. Well, if it's not, how you doing? I'm your man, Big B. Welcome to the In Deep Show. So glad you can be with us. We got so much to talk about today. We have so much on the books. We got so much stuff going on. And, got to remember how to use all the equipment.
I know, right?
I'll
probably fucking
up. Nah, the music stopped. Anyway, we just going to let that one slide. Hey. See, I don't even know how to open the show anymore. I do not do the show alone. I got my crew with me. Why is Doc's mic not on?
That's what I was saying.
Oh, there we go.
Hey.
There you go.
All right.
Let me take the
Welcome
other show.
Welcome back.
So, I do not do this show alone. That's why I turn on all the mics. Today I have with me the doctor.
What's up, everybody? It's good to be back. How's everybody doing?
We also have... No, that's not how I do it anymore. I like it this time to everyone. Stand to their feet, remove their hats, place your hands over your heart, and all hail the queen.
Hey, yo. What's up? WYD.
What's going on with y'all? What's been up?
You up?
We should have a lot of shit to talk about since we last convened.
Man, it seems like forever. They trying to kill me at the job. But other than that, man, you know, family life is good. My wife, my daughter's good.
Okay.
I'm here with my second family here today.
The extended family.
Yeah.
Nice.
Word up.
Dope.
Dope. No.
You want me to go second? I'll go second this time. So since we last got together, some interesting things have gone down. Real interesting. I can't remember. So
they went down.
They went down. So, but
as long as they went down, though, that's all it matters.
That's it. And I'm still here.
There you go.
To not be able to talk about it.
Right. It'll come to you.
But one of the coolest things that happened, I was able to meet and hang out with one of the IDS family members, Mr. Kmart.
All right.
Out in Philly, we did the NFL draft thing.
How did y'all even hook up? Like, how did y'all know each other was there? Because there's like a billion people.
Well, no, we talked before. I know he goes there a lot.
Okay.
You know, he's a Philly fan, so he whenever he can, he gets out there and he meets up with a group of friends that are also Philly fans.
Did he meet 15W?
He did. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. You got that little Philly, you know, Eagles connection.
Yeah. You know, even though the transplants, but I mean, you know,
sorry, I didn't get to meet you, Kmart. I was gonna go, but my pocket said no.
I tried, Kmart.
Sorry.
I tried to do what I could.
He didn't try that hard. He didn't extend a scholarship to me. If he did, I would have gone.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I offered my help in any way I could.
Maybe in your mind.
It came down to your time.
Maybe in your mind you thought you did.
It all came down
if
to
I got
your
a scholarship,
time.
I would have gone.
Yeah, I know that's right. Yeah. Yeah, a sponsor or something.
You know what I mean?
You never
came
brought
back
that
from a
to
trip
my attention.
And I just didn't do it.
You said it was your time.
No, it was money. Oh. I'm saying I just got back from a trip.
I
you know that. I couldn't do it. But anyway, maybe next time. Maybe Cali. We'll get up.
Absolutely. And on that note, on that very note, I got a message. I got a message from another one of our family members. That I guess it's no better time than now to share this with everyone and the crew.
Okay. BTG was hating. What happened? Who? Hi, BTG.
In Deep Show, it's your boy BTG. Hey, special message for Big B. Special message. September 24th, week 3, the boys is coming to town, Big B. That's right. I mean, my Raiders is coming to Washington and set up that fade. So I got a lot of traveling priorities this year and next year. This one wasn't on the list at all, but I definitely want to make it a priority. I know you are a diehard Redskins fan. All A, respect. We share mutual love and hate for them other bums that I can care less about, even if they not even in the same conference. I want to say this. If you're attending that game, I looked up some of them tickets, man, and it looks sexy to me. It looks sexy to me. I'm not going to go to the game, and I got to ask my wife because, you know, the missus run shit. But, man, I'm thinking about doing that because it gave me a chance to meet y'all, possibly do a show. You know what I'm saying? I could do a Friday to Monday or a Friday to Tuesday or something like that, or a Saturday to Tuesday, you know. Man, I think I want to get jiggy with that. I think I want to do that. I'm gonna go home and talk to my accountant and look at my schedule. And yeah, man, if you could let me know on the next show or even just hit me up, let me know if you'll be attending that. I know you're a diehard, and I know you'd be at majority, if not all the home games, majority of them. I definitely want to. That's an opportunity right there. If they was coming out, if we was in Vegas by that time, you know, I would try to encourage y'all to come out west, and I'll meet y'all there. But I definitely think about flying. I've been to D.C. before, so I might do that. You know, I got to get my living arrangements and how I'm going to get around the city, all that stuff squared away. But if the numbers is right, oh, man, I might have to put that on the calendar, man. I might have to meet up with y'all, Doc, Queen. I mean, y'all going to be able to get to the game? If not, can I meet up with y'all afterwards? Can we do a bar, Buffalo Wild Wings? It could be a family event. I'm coming solo, though. You know what I'm saying? Unless one of the homies come, I'm coming solo. I'm not bringing the family. So, yeah, Big B, let me know, man.
That's what's up.
No bullshit.
Mm. I said, come on.
That's my bad.
I mean, brother, what's up, brother, nephew? Brother, how you make me get down. Hey, Queen, you know how we do, Queen.
I'm saying, if I'm here.
Put it on the books. I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't have any I don't have anything on the books for that game. And
I'm like, September's far. I can't promise you I'll be
right,
here.
Right, right.
But if I am, come on.
Yeah, that should be.
Save your coins.
Yeah, that should be end of September.
Yeah, I think he said the 24th.
And usually any traveling I do will be like a week or two after that.
Right.
My normal schedule traveling. But come I don't think I'm going to do anything this year. At least as of right now, I'm not, you know. You know me, I study from the feet of Queen and Diego, where, you know, you wake up in the morning, you're stretched, you scratch your nipples, and you book a trip to Dubai just because you had an extra 10 minutes in your day.
Man, I wish I was that dope. Yeah. But I'm not. But anyway.
You're not like, that far
not
off.
Not yet. But anyway, like, so, for real, that would be cool.
Yeah, definitely, BTG, let's definitely keep in touch, and I will pull together what resources I have on this end to make that trip as affordable and feasible as possible. And, yeah, all that good stuff. So, yeah, let me know. I would love to do that. And let's not rule out Christmas tree and my number one client. You know, if we can make it a family affair, it's a family affair, you know. Like I said, let's see what those numbers look like. And, I mean, even if everyone does the 10 a game, you know, we'll talk. We'll put it on the table and see what we can work out. So, yeah. Big things are going on in the IDS. So, just a quick little catch up on what's going on. Just as usual, life happens to all of us, and we're trying to move with the ebbs and flows that life has given us, and I'm trying to, you know, stick to, you know, getting the show out. So we as a crew ask for you to bear with us. Shows are going to be coming at you on off days. And that's just us working around what we have available. Instead of just missing a week, you know, hell, if we can get it to you on an odd day, we're going to do that. Because we definitely appreciate the time that you guys give us and the attention you give us. So,
No doubt.
Keep doing what you're doing. Keep passing along the show. And speaking of the show, there's something I'm forgetting that's going to come to me later. But that's cool.
Well, everything has been great with me, so thanks for asking, guys.
Well, yes, you kind of just looked around the room.
I'm just playing.
Yeah, like,
I haven't been up to shit. Just working.
All right.
Reading.
Yeah. All right.
Blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah. Blah blah blah.
That's it. That's all.
And there you go.
And there you are, Doc.
There you are.
There you are.
All right.
And here we go.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
What's going on?
That was a little loud.
Was it?
It was.
The music, yeah, slightly.
Somebody's been in here playing with the controllers.
Uh-oh. That's no good.
No bueno.
Find out Punkin trying to be a DJ behind my back. All this time I'm trying to get her into volleyball. She wants to be a DJ.
Hey.
Hey, y'all been wondering what Simon Cowell's been up to?
No.
No? What about you, Brian? I think you asked me the other day. What Simon
Cowell? I think it was... I told you that I couldn't pay you back that $40 you loaned me. And then, yeah, something about Simon Cowell.
Yeah. But anyway, now this I did not know. Okay, Simon Cowell was behind, what's the name of the group?
One Direction.
Man, what is it? One Direction, Fifth Harmony, and Little Mix. I never heard about those two. But I didn't know he was behind One Direction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So no Simon's pause. Been doing this little thing, huh? But anyway, Apparently, five dudes showed up at his house. Mm. Okay, and they had, but check this out. They had, access. They came in there. And apparently, Simon Cowell let him drive his vintage little truck that he has. Okay, now, Simon was still in the truck while they were driving around. But word on the street is this is his new group. Okay, so Simon's, he's not doing too much anyway. So the group is named Pretty Much. Okay, and it's five guys, five white boys and everything. So I don't know. I never heard anything from them.
Have you heard anything from the other group?
One Direction?
I mean, like...
Through Kayla.
Yeah.
Right, I got a little avenue right there. Whatever did that. But y'all come upstairs and I'll be like, "Who is that, Kayla?" "Oh, that's One Direction." I'll be like, "Oh, okay." Hey. That's why. What I supposed to do? Sit down and listen to them. I mean, some of the stuff sound okay though. It sound like a little when she's listening to a group, I always relate them to one of the old groups back in my day. It sounds like what's the little Marky Mark and them? Mm-hmm. I forget the name of their group. Yeah. Little groups like that.
Well, it's Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Right.
Then all those NSYNC, 98 Degrees.
Exactly, NSYNC and little groups like that. Mm-hmm. Was that close?
The right stuff. back
that was the harmony, but I almost went black.
I was like Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet
Boys.
There you go. Anyway, yeah. So Simon, get ready to do his thing too.
All right,
Simon, get your cuts pimping. But Simon been getting it for days.
Right? Because if you think he was doing all those shows too.
Mm-hmm. And he was like the head man behind American Idol and then that thing. I think he did something over in France or something. No, was that him?
Well, I know he had X Factor and the British version.
Okay, well, Brit. I know something like
X-Factor.
That.
And I'm sure he probably did some other show too. There's probably, spinoffs in other countries too. What I mean?
But that's what's up, though. That's what's up. Let me see. Oh, this is a beautiful story right here. Nicki Minaj. Apparently, she was on Twitter doing some things, and she had said something. I guess it sparked one of her Twitter fans to ask her to help him out for his, his college. I guess he needed some help paying his college tuition or books or whatever. And Nicki Minaj said, "Okay, if you show me, something that you have straight A's, and I can verify it through your college." I'll help you pay. I don't think she said I'll help you pay all of it, but she said I help you. Okay, and apparently she did, but I don't know if it was for that specific guy right there or whatever. But she gave one person $500 and another person $800. Okay, so apparently they, they showed her the A's and she verified it with the college and everything. So I think that's pretty cool for Nicki. Do something like that.
I think that's dope. Yeah. Her and the Queen Bee.
Queen Bee did it too.
Well, let's back up. She did it first. She did a formation scholarship to some schools.
The formation
scholarship.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, yeah. So, kudos to both of the.
That's right. Give back. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're sitting on all that cake and you're eating. You already boiled everything you want. You're just sitting on it. Now it's time. That's when it's time for you to say, "Okay, let me, build a recreation center." That's what I would do.
Yeah. I wonder, though, a lot of celebrities probably do that stuff.
But you don't hear about it.
I mean, because a lot of it, you do need tax write-offs, mm-hmm. But I wonder how many celebrities actually do that stuff, under the
I let my shit leak.
Anonymity. Some of them do.
I will want people to know. I will want people to know
that you're
what
charitable.
No, that I'm, giving back.
Charitable.
Yeah, shit, fuck that.
Hey,
You're like,
fuck
them. No, not only that, because I'm going to tell you, okay, it's like this with me. All right, say for instance, I came from, poverty. I'm still in it, and I haven't went too far. But if I've made it like that, I would want people to know that. That way, they would say, "Oh, okay, dude did do that."
Like Kevin Durant,
huh?
Kevin Durant,
right. So that way, they would say, "Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll listen to what he says more, buy his albums or whatever it is I do, and then I can get more back." as opposed to trying to, I mean, I know there's a lot of people want to be humble and say, you know, I don't need all the publicity, just go ahead and give them that money and all that. But I would think it would be better if they people knew you did it. That way they would be like, oh, instead of trying to maybe come at you about some old dumb shit that you did, and then they find out that you contributed some money to something, they'd be like, oh, dang, I didn't, if I knew he did that, I wouldn't have came at him like that. You know, something like, I don't know.
No, I get what you're saying. That's Chance the Rapper, he donated, what, $1 million to Chicago schools?
Right. So, something like that. You know. I don't know. That's just me. Oh, let me see. I don't know if y'all heard, but Alicia Keys, she's leaving The Voice. Okay, now I've seen a few episodes and it was pretty good. It was pretty much just like American Idol. But yeah, she's like, after season 12, I'm done. And what they're saying is there's a couple other people that might leave too. But I mean, I guess if you got other things that you want to do, or people are calling you to do other things, I guess you have to be like, okay, well, you know, I've done this enough. This is like a job. You know, I've been here long enough now. Let me go ahead and do something else that's, you know, it's not as monotonous as I want to do. So I'll make some more money or whatever, whatever. So maybe that's it. You know, I don't know. Hmm. Hey, y'all know the actor James Wood? The old white guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. He went in on, what's his name? My man, Anderson Cooper. You know Anderson Cooper. You know, so... Why you do that though?
I'm like, why'd you do what you
just
did?
Because you know, I'm trying to make a point, but nobody can see me, I can do that.
Okay.
You know? But anyway, Anderson Cooper, he was doing some kind of interview, and he was doing like this. I guess
doing like
his eyes rolled up in his head, like whatever. He was just, you know, reporting a story, mm-hmm. And whenever he said something, his eyes was rolled up in his head like this, like that, and. James Wood said, it looked like, he said, it looked like his butt plug was dislodging during his newscast. And I thought it was, but they just kept showing Anderson going like this. And James Wood said that. So I thought that was kind of funny.
I don't think it's funny.
You don't think it's funny?
First of all, I'm like, how would James Wood know what a butt plug look like coming out of somebody's butt? Unless he's done it before.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it was, you know, I think he was being a dick. No pun intended.
Okay.
I mean, but seriously, like, what he did wasn't cool. And I think he was, if I remember correctly, I think they were saying Anderson Cooper was interviewing Kellyanne Conway. I think that's who he... And of course, you know, Miss Spin Doctor was probably talking some smack, okay. And he was like, "Ugh, this bitch,"
right?
You know? And he got caught on camera doing that.
Gotcha.
And I'm not saying, you know, he's a professional.
Oh yeah, I gotta give it to him though. I like Anderson though.
No, I mean me too. But I'm saying like he's a professional. He should know better than to eye roll.
Right.
On camera, first of all, you about to be a meme.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
And second of all, come on now. You know, mm-hmm. the camera, the mic could be on you at any time.
But you know, sometimes when you're doing an interview or you're talking to somebody, you get caught up in a moment. You don't really think about yourself. Right. You know, especially if you do it every day, all day long.
Sure.
You don't really think of, you know.
Do you remember seeing when Don Lemon was like, I forgot if it was New Year's Eve, but he was on camera and he was drunk as shit? If you haven't seen it, you gotta look it up. He was so drunk. He was just talking all type of smack and just was pretty much like, hey, I don't even give a shit. You know,
I'm drunk now. Fuck it's like blacks and fuck everyone.
He was like the newscaster. The lady that was with him was just like, oh my God, like, what do I do with this?
Right.
I don't know what to do. You know, but it was like, come
should
on,
I get up and walk off? Right.
Or can we cut his mic? Like, what should we do?
Right. I don't want to say anything that he just said. I don't want to comment on that.
Right.
And, yeah.
Because, you know, like, even with the president, he didn't know he was on.
Oh,
he had a hot mic on.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? But it's like, anytime you're mic'd, you got to think, right, perhaps. You know, because, I mean, hell, we've been on this show, and it's like, oh, shit, he was still recording?
Right. Y'all be like, Mark, you said it. I'd be like, no, I did.
Right.
I didn't say that.
Right, but we're still recording, and it's like, oh, okay,
right.
Well, so now it's like, I know to pay attention to that monitor, wait for you know, that screen to stop moving.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Before and you would I
think,
say something.
And you would think that, okay, I'm on the mic. Let me think about what I say before I say it. You know, but when it comes to Donald Trump, you know, especially when he gets caught up in an emotional issue and somebody hit him with something, he does all that thinking about what he's going to say. That shit goes out the window, but it pretty much goes out the window, whatever he said. And he just say some shit to you like, this dude did not just say that.
Yes, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to build the wall. And you like, come on, yeah, y'all.
That
and
wasn't,
like, come on,
was that
man.
Your
my Donald Trump, my lips. Yeah, I just,
okay, they, that was horrible.
Okay, moving on. Hey, if any of y'all guys wants to know, I have the top 8 list of hip-hop cash kings who did it in 2016. I'm going to start at the bottom of the list. Okay, we got Pharrell Williams coming in at 19.5. All right, Pitbull coming in at 20 million. Nicki Minaj coming in at 20 million also. Wiz Khalifa, 24 million.
Wait, real quick question. Mm-hmm. You mean, like, this is their, what do you mean by cash kings? Like, what does that mean?
Who made the most money in 2016?
Damn, that's all? Oh, okay. Okay.
Number 4, Drake, coming in at 38.5 million. Y'all want to guess who came in at 20? I was going to say 23. At 3, any guesses?
Kanye.
I would say the Migos.
Coming in at number 3 is Dr. Dre with 41 million. Number 2, anyone?
Kendrick Lamar.
Oh. Kanye.
Anderson Paak.
Jay-Z at 53.3 million.
It was a dry year for rappers, huh?
And Diddy topped off number 1 with $62 million.
What the hell Diddy doing?
But see, you got to remember, even remember, even
those,
you know,
new
even
flavors,
you're
drop.
In the hip hop, all that other stuff you got going on.
True
too.
That. So, I'm saying all those new, the piña colada flavor. That's a rock that drops.
There you go.
Just in time for summer.
There you go. Well, that concludes my diagnosis. We got a lot of more coming up.
Before we go, I wanted to.
Before we go,
the audio has been pulled from what I wanted to talk about in the situation with the Cleveland Browns first round pick Jabril Peppers, and I think it's Sabrina Parr was the ESPN 850 radio host that. Her, along with one of her colleagues, made comments. And just kind of bring up to speed with Jabril Peppers. He failed a drug test in the combine for turning in a diluted sample. Of which he said it was diluted because he had done another workout 2 days before that. He was dehydrated. He was just trying to get himself hydrated to be ready for, you know, so he could do his best performance at the combine. To which, you know, Sabrina Parr and her co-host said repeatedly, you know, he's not going to make it in the league. You know, he showed up to the combine high and said he's on that lean and on Molly. And I guess my initial issue, you know, she she laughed about it. Excuse me, I'm choking. She laughed about it and made jokes about it. But, you know, one of the gentlemen that was on the interview, you know, tried to kind of back her up and get her to stop, but she just kept coming with it. But she did say she had firsthand knowledge of what she was talking about. And so, shortly after that show, her and her colleague were fired.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess the issue that I have with it is, I understand that you can't slander people's name and blah, 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 whatever. But He did have a diluted sample. If I'm not mistaken, he did have issues before with drugs. And if she says she has firsthand knowledge, I think she deserves an opportunity to speak on that. That's what you have her there for. And I'm not saying not to fire her, but I'm saying hear her out. Now, if she said it all, you know, just being funny, ha-ha, whatever, whatever, all right, I guess I can get it. But that was just the one part that stuck with me. And I really, they pull all the clips. It's really been a serious issue. The Cleveland Browns demanded ESPN give them the copy of the tape and everything and all of that. But it's since been pulled from YouTube. But, I don't know. How do y'all feel, about that situation? How much liberty do show hosts have to speak on issues like that? Well, do you feel she should have been fired in that situation?
I don't know. Maybe she should have discussed it with her producers or whatever. You know, I might have a little bit more information on, you know, his drug situation or whatever, but whatever the case may be, I don't know. I was just read from the teleprompter, and then, you know, when we went to the break, I'd have been like, well, look, I was at the party with him, and I knew he did this, and I knew he did that, but is that all right to say? I don't know. I may would have, you know, asked permission before how I just said, you know, well, I know, before I would have said it on air, I know a little more than what he's telling me or whatever the case may be. You know, I don't know if it would have been professional to me to just come up with information that I might have that the ESPN might not have. I don't know if I'd have just devoured that information without, you know. But was she a colored woman? Of color? I mean, I don't know, because sometimes...
Yes, Amasa.
Well, sometimes, because sometimes, you know...
She was a nigger.
You know, Caucasian people, they get away with shit like that. As soon as, you know, so we say something that's not scripted or that is not in the program, you know, it's pop.
She's a very fair-skinned African-American woman.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I mean, I pretty much, like, agree with Doc. It's like, unless... When you say firsthand, like, were you there at the party getting it in? Because if not, wouldn't that be secondhand?
Right.
You know what I mean?
But my thing is, so she never got an opportunity to say what it was.
I thought you said that she was like, I know firsthand
she said it
was more.
But
that's where they cut it off.
They fired her right after that show, and they never gave her an opportunity to say what this firsthand information is. So if she does truly have firsthand information, we're not talking about slander at this point.
Well, I guess also too, though, I mean, that could be like a lawsuit. Maybe that's what,
there you go.
Maybe that's what ESPN was, you know, being chicken shit about. They were thinking, oh Lord, this guy might sue us. The Browns might sue us. Everybody.
And see, that goes involved. Back. That goes back to skin too, because I mean, that's just me though. But because why couldn't they, you know, if not edit her interview or just delete it, period, they could have said, okay, look, from now on, even if you have information that we don't know about, don't say it on the air.
No, it was live. It's a live radio show.
That's what I'm saying.
So, yeah, they couldn't edit that. It was out.
Okay. Well, yeah, they probably was just probably trying to avoid the lawsuit.
But once again, you know, and this is where my hang-up is. I mean, it's a super fine line that you have to walk. But what can you sue about if her information
slander
is, if it's true?
I mean, are there pictures?
We know about you know, about your checkered past with drugs. I mean, so it's not like it's far fresh.
Did you say Molly and what else?
She said that he was on lean and Molly.
Right. I mean, now if you know my checkered past includes weed, that doesn't necessarily mean I've graduated or I've added to my repertoire of drug use. you know, Molly and Lean.
Right, but we don't know what. We just know it was substance abuse.
No, but I'm saying, but if you know what my past is, right, and I've gotten in trouble for smoking weed, mm-hmm, then, you know, right, don't be putting it out there unless, you know, you got again pictures of me snorting coke.
Right.
Or doing something evidence crazy.
Absolutely.
Evidence. You know, so, evidence. But I don't think that she should have been fired. But again, I go back to Doc. I do agree. She probably should have said, hey, I'm sitting on some information. Should we discuss this on air? Should I keep it to myself? You know, maybe she should have done that instead, right, of being like, I'm going to be the first one to break the story.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, exactly, maybe she should have done that first. Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, you know, it's freedom of speech. But we also know that you can say what you want, but it could still bite you in the ass, mm-hmm, in the end.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like I said, I went back and forth with it, and I'm so pissed that they pulled the audio. So you can hear exactly how it was said in the mood in which it was said. And, you know, when I first heard it, I heard it secondhand, and my initial feeling was like, nah, that's bullshit. If she has information that she can back what she's saying, how the fuck you gonna fire? That's nah. But then when I actually heard her say it, it was said in such a joking manner that I kind of felt like, I think Shorty might be bullshitting. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm just saying, you don't joke like that.
But my thing, right,
live
you're right,
TV.
But my thing is, and maybe they did when they fired her, they were like, can you produce this proof or whatever?
Right.
And she
like,
couldn't.
No.
They fired her. So maybe right, that right, did happen behind the scenes, but
okay,
I don't know. That's touchy. That's touchy. I mean, for ESPN, I feel you got to take some of the blame of this too, because you have to be careful about who you get in bed with. And if you want to get people that are untrained,
but wasn't she good up to this point? Because if I
how
I
long
feel like
has
I can,
she been?
Right. Because I feel like I think I know who you're talking about, and I can visualize. Doesn't she have curly hair most
well,
of the time?
Not in the pictures that I've
seen.
Well,
yeah, I think most of the time, if I think I know who you're talking about, she wears her hair curly sometimes on the show. Mm-hmm. So I feel like she's somebody who's been there.
And knows what to say and what
you
not
know,
to say.
I mean, all well, right, maybe on that instance, she thought she was being funny. Like, I don't know if anybody remembers Fashion Police, where Juliana Rancic said that in a picture Zendaya looked like she smelled like weed and patchouli.
I remember that.
So, oh yeah, that's not who I thought.
I remember that.
So,
and sometimes I think they get so comfortable. They get so comfortable on the show, especially when you got cohorts and
people,
you know,
egging you
people
on and
right, and they're laughing at what you mm-hmm say, and you just yeah, I know an instance when he did this and he did that, and forgetting about where you are, and you know, mm-hmm, you know, the powers that be. The next thing you know, they be like,
right,
be like, okay, we have to go to a commercial right now.
I wonder after like, she I, said it in I, her I, mind, was she like, uh-oh, oh boy.
Right.
Boy.
Well, we're going to head to break, and I'm going to effort to see if I can find someone that still has this video. A copy of it before it was pulled down. So, yeah. So, yeah, we'll be right back after this short break. Adios, Big B. Queenie, Doctor. Hey.
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. IDS. We're in the house on a Saturday. Woo woo. Well, wanted to give a shout out before we get into some feedback to Guy Hyman, Damian Davis, G40 and Fab Thomas, and Six Jackson, all the way from HI. Hawaii.
All right. Aloha.
Shout out to you. And shout out to Rashani from Single Simulcast and the homies over at Off That Drank for sharing the show.
Trizzy Trizzy.
Cool.
We greatly appreciate you. And shout out to Rude Boy and Kmart for the conversation.
That was my sound. Yeah, that's okay. Go ahead.
For the conversation on our Facebook page, we will make sure we will talk about it on the next upcoming episode of Dating Sucks.
Speaking of Kmart and BTG and getting to meet them and all that, you know, Rude Boy been getting a little bit antsy.
Oh no.
And Rude Boy been poking the bear a little bit lately. And you might want to warm the truck up and bring your ass here, Paul, and make it happen, sir.
You got babies.
BTG got babies. Yeah, damn it. Kmart working on babies.
Is he?
Assuming.
I'm like,
I'm assuming.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, that was quick.
All them shots from a distance, Mr. Rude Boy.
And I haven't forgot you, Rude Boy. I still owe you some stuff.
Come a little closer.
Been busy. Home skillet. Anyway, all right, let's get into the feedback from, actually, speaking of Kmart. This was our 420 question. What up, IDS fam? I wanted to drop my 2 cents on this discussion on what I smoke with my kids. Well, if it's their first time and if they have questions, I would, because if anything was to go wrong, I would want them to be with me so I could tend to them. I asked the missus the same question and she said no, because she's not a smoker. But neither am I, but for the reasons I stated earlier, I would do it. Now, I brought the subject up about her having a drink with them, which prompted a different answer, LOL, which was a resounding yes. I remember being on a vacation with family and friends back when I was in the 10th grade, and my pops gave me my first beer, and no, mom's was nowhere in sight. But for him and I, it was a bonding moment that will stay with me for life. Great show as always. Peace on. P.S. B has a liver made of iron. his emojis like a beer emoji, another beer, 2 beers emoji, a bourbon, another drink. Hashtag NFL draft.
Man. Queen.
Yeah, I know you were trying to get them.
I gave them the IDS treatment.
I know you did.
It was like, every time.
I know you did.
Every time the waitress got near, they were like, Don't even talk to that dude over there.
I know you did. I know you overdid it, Holmes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I think I swear I saw a post or something. One of their friends went MIA or something. Not a drinker or something. I saw. I was like, ugh, that damn Big B. I'm glad I wasn't there.
It was fun, though.
I'm sure. Maybe not the next day or later that night.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure it was fun while it was happening. Good. So.
That was great. I don't think we had any. Well, let me just double check. I'm pretty sure we didn't have anything verbal to get into. Nah. All's quiet on the Western Front. So, Queenie Queen. We had an interesting thing to discuss today. So, someone wrote in and they said that they met someone. And started seeing them. Not sure if they met online, met in person. I don't know how they met. But they started courting this person. And I think that they sort of dated and courted or whatever, however term you want to give it. for a couple months. And then when they got to the point of deciding whether they were going to embark on a relationship, it was at that time the person said, okay, well, I want to be, you know, honest and upfront with you. You know, the name that I gave you was not my real name. And, you know, a lot of information about myself that I gave you in terms of identity, you know, was not real. I just wanted to make sure that this was going to be something meaningful and legit before I put that information out there. Needless to say, the person was a bit thrown by that. And they're confused, or their question to us is, do they go forward with being in a relationship with this person? Because the person's still the same, just because the name, I mean, are you in love with the name or are you in love with the person? Or, you know, and so they want to know, is this a red flag, like don't mess with this person? Or was this just somebody being cautious on the dating scene? But now that they're going forward, they just want to be 100% truthful and
okay.
Blah, blah, blah.
All right. This is a dating sucks question, but I still think it's good because I'd love to definitely hear what Doc has to say about it too.
Oh, I got some stuff.
I know, yeah. Right? But I'm just going to wrap this up real quick and say, we've been dating for a couple of months. Now you going to tell me your name is fake? I'm like, who the fuck are you? Who are you? Run far, wide, fast, dodge. You might want to do a couple of, because you never know what's coming. Just get out of that, because you don't know what else they lied to you about. You might be a part of a scheme where that you're gonna get married and they're gonna, you know, get an insurance policy in your name, and then they're gonna kill you. And you know what I'm saying? You just don't know. You know what I'm saying? But really, all jokes aside, you just don't know what else they're going to lie or what else they have lied about. I mean, months in, homie, and you just now telling me your name is not John Smith, is Byron Davis? Like, come on, man. I can't Google that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, does Byron Davis have a rap sheet? I mean, like, who is this person? And those are fictitious names. I don't just make those up off the top of my head, just for the record. But I mean, but for real, who are you? I would run. I don't care how much your feelings are in this. Get out.
No shit.
Get out.
No shit. I mean, we start a relationship, and you're just gonna start off the relationship by lying. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what you and now. If you like a double agent or something, 007, and you know, you're working for the government and you kill people for a living or some shit like that, I can see you giving me a false identity or something like that. But man, just because you want to protect your, then again, I can't even see that. Man, you lied to me from the beginning. This relationship is not going anywhere. Okay, if you lied to me about who you were, do you have a secret family somewhere or something? You have other kids, or do you have a secret life somewhere? I mean, what's going on? Why couldn't you just be upfront with me, you know, from the beginning, girl, and let's get it all out the way? How about that? How about we do that? How about we put everything on the table from the get-go, from the gate? Get it all out the way. If we can be together, we can. If we can't, I mean, but why you want to do this? I can't. Nah.
I'm saying, damn.
I couldn't do it.
At least a couple dates in, I can see, you know, okay, my name is John Smith. You know, when you first meet me.
Right,
like,
right.
Okay,
and then
legit.
When you start feeling me, like, after gonna, the third gonna, week or whatever, okay.
I'm still side-eyeing you.
Yeah, but two months?
Yeah, months.
No.
You said months, so we don't even know if it's three months.
Right, but you know the thing about it? It's not months. It's months.
Oh, okay.
Months is more than months.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, I just fuck that.
Okay.
But nah.
Yeah, but that's it. I don't know. Mm-mm.
I don't know. The sex was good, though. So I go ahead. You know me.
For me, there's a couple levels to it.
Okay.
What's the difference between that and, like, let's say you meet someone and, you know, say, you know, hi, my name is Brian. Oh, hey, my name is Neek. And, you know, it's short for Monique or whatever. But you only come to find out that her name's not really Monique. That's just what they called her around the way. Her real name is blah, 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 whatever, whatever. You know,
we're saying a nickname versus an actual, like, government name.
I mean,
though.
Again, the point that I'm trying to put on it is, didn't have her name, but it's still the same person.
Nah.
You know what I mean? And the other spin to it is, when I told the situation, I was very careful not to give gender. Does it matter one way or another?
He said, Mark was talking about a woman. I'm talking about a male. Mm-hmm. So.
Because I've bounced this off of other people after I read it. And it's so funny that most of the people that I bounced it off of immediately took it as, oh, it was a woman protecting herself. And with that, it was sort of okay. But when I was like, no, it was a dude. Oh, no, fuck that. That nigga, nah.
Well,
and I'm like, wait a minute, what's the difference?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's double standard. That's all.
Right.
That's all it is.
So that was sort of a unique twist that I kept getting back, how it was okay if it was the woman sort of protecting her identity. But when I was like, oh, no, it was a man. Oh, no, that nigga playing games. That nigga...
Right.
Wait a minute.
No, yeah. Either one to me.
Yeah, there you
I
go.
Mean, it. Either way you gender, it doesn't matter. It's still, you're still not representing your true self to me, you know, and you're still lying or you, mm-hmm. you to me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, whatever way it comes out, you know.
Let me ask you this. Oh, I'll ask both of you this. Mm-hmm. So, Queen, you know, in one of my occupations, I use another name.
Mm-hmm.
So suppose it's a situation like that. Because for me, when I meet someone at the club and they say, hey, you know, what's your name? I give them the other name.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, you know, I'm not giving my information out right here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And, you know, if something is to come of it down the road, I'm going to let them know, hey, listen, that's the name that I use at the club because people always ask me my name and I don't want to get into all of that. You know, this is my real name. You know, here's my ID if you want to look at it, whatever.
But how far down the road are you going?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, for me, I haven't had a situation in which to find that out.
Right.
But that's just...
Well, okay, well, how far down the road would you go?
I think I would, to the point of where I may feel to myself that, okay, I might be interested in finding out more about this person or whatever. At that point, I don't think I would start dating them, then tell them at a point of, okay, hey, we're going to be in a monogamous relationship, whatever. You know, I think once I made the decision, you know what, I'm actually going to start courting this person or something, I think I probably would tell them then.
Mm.
Okay. And give them my reasoning for why I do it. You know, and even, you know, I even have the article in the magazine that uses that name as well. And just say, look, it's not something I just do. It's just what I do. You know?
Right. I mean, if you were like, okay, like you said, Monique or Neek, I assume Neek. And maybe after like a couple dates, it's like, okay, you know, my actual name is Monique or whatever. Neeky Neek.
But with that example there, I don't know if you heard me. And that was actually a real situation that I came across where I met someone that kind of gave me, you know, she was like, everybody call me Neek, you know, which is short for Monique. But Monique wasn't even her name. That was just another name that people called her coming up. Because it was like her aunt's name and her mom really wanted to name her after her aunt, but her dad named her something else, sort of shit. You know, and it was legit because, you know, as I got to know her, most of her family called her Monique or Neek, but her real name was like Sarah. You know what I mean? So, you know, I know I'm kind of muddying up the waters or graying areas a little bit.
But, okay, I guess going back to you, if you were dating someone or, you know, like you first meet someone and it's in the situation that you're talking about, I can kind of understand, you know, doing that because I'm sure probably 10 times, especially you working around drunk people, hey, what's your name? You know, so I'd be like, ugh. You know, so I probably wouldn't give a real name then either, to be honest with you.
And the other reason I do that is because, of course, in that industry, what are these people going to do? Hey, yeah, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm here to see Rick.
Right.
And everyone knows at that club, when they hear Rick, they don't mean nobody. You know what I mean? They're nobody to me.
Right. Well, see, yeah, I guess that's what I said. In that circumstance, it's okay. I understand it. But then if you're going to go out with someone, like, you know, more than two or three times, I would assume, you know, somewhere in there you should be like, okay, you know, that's, you know, like you said, go through that. Like, this is the name I use at this, at the spot, you know, because I don't want, you know, randos just asking for me.
Right.
So now let's really get into it. But like day two or three, don't wait months down the line.
I agree with you there.
And be like, you know, y'all all in deep like or almost falling in love or something. Then it's like, oh, by the way, my real name is Steve. It's like, what the? And like you said, Dog is like, well, Steve, do you have another family in like Utah you want to tell me about? Like, what, you know, what is, like, what's really good, you know?
If I'm working at the club, man, and, you know, I run up on some random people, man, I'm definitely not going to tell them my real name. But I, when I said that, I didn't think about that position, you know, but then again, I still, even if I met somebody on the street and I really liked them, I might tell them my name, maybe the first name. I might give them the real first name, but it's going to be a while before I really, you know, tell them, you know, my last name and, you know, tell them where I live. It's going to take them a while to find out where I live.
But that's understandable. If you just give a first name, that's I understand that.
Exactly, because there's a lot of us, a lot of marks in the world and today and society and everything. But, but I don't know if I would just wait 2 months.
But you do have a lot of people out here that are super sleuths. They can just put your name... your name in and be like, and they'll, no, I'm saying put your name in, go to images and like, so you know, you look, your name is this, your child's name is this, your brother's name is this.
That's some scary shit.
Right. Mm-hmm. I've had it happen. I was like, wait, what?
Right. I don't know. That's a good one. No, I'm not going to wait two months down the road, you know. Especially if there's sex involved. You know, with me, there's always sex.
Of course.
You know, and I feel, you know, it would only take me maybe about 3 weeks, to be honest with you. And it depends on, then again, it depends on how often we see
each
other.
How much time, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If I don't see, if I hear from you once a week.
Especially with our other family.
Right. The less I hear from you, the less information you're going to get from me. The more I hear from you, if I hear from you every other day or we seem to, you know, click and every day, we talking every day, and I see you more, then you're going to get more information out of me. But if I only see you every other week or once a month or something, we're going to stick with Mark Shorty Black. You know, little BB, whatever it is, you know, that's all you gonna get. That's all you gonna get.
You mean BB or?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
SB.
No, I was thinking Blue Bull, BB.
Oh, that's. I like that. I like.
Just call me Shorty BB.
From now on, it's Shorty BB, girl. Girl, there you go. Crazy. And I'm gonna sip on that. I don't need a whole lot to sip on. I'm just
going to
sip on.
Oh, need a whole bunch of reasons why.
Can we change it from Dr. Shorty BB?
Shorty BB.
I changed it from Big B to Fury Styles. Why not?
Shorty BB.
Let's see if we remember this. I forgot about that.
Let's see if we remember next show.
Next
you
week.
You know we're not. Right.
You said Shorty CC.
Right.
Something Shorty something.
Right.
I got Queen remembering first, though. Mm.
Biggity Black.
No doubt.
Maybe. Well, I am sober, so probably.
Well, so, Queen, if the people want to chime in on that one.
Hit us up. InDeepShow@yahoo.com. 202-750-1437. 202-750-1IDS.
You and go, girl.
We'll also try to post it on our Facebook page, so you can head over there and answer that way if you'd like.
If you are so inclined. Woo! Saturday morning, early morning.
Early morning, baby.
Kicking it off.
Oh, man.
This is sort of reminiscent before of noon. Old times. Noon. And, yeah, so again, we have come to the end of another show, and I'm going to close this out. But of course, before we close the show out, Doctor.
Hey, man, I'd like to give two fingers to all our Washington, D.C. teams. The Caps, they tried. The Penguins just scooped them out there, man. The Wizards, they still hanging in there, man.
The Nets.
The Nets, man, we doing our thing. I mean, even if we don't make it as far as that we want them to make it, we doing our thing, man. Let me see.
Valor's doing good, too.
Okay, yeah. The who?
The Valor.
Yep, the Valor.
Arena football.
The arena, okay, yeah, the little small arena joints. They doing their thing. One finger to our schedules, our work, our jobs that's keeping us from giving you guys shows as frequently as we used to, man. We sorry about that, but we're going to give it to you when we can give it to you, man. Y'all just hang in there. We love you.
We can give it to you, but what you going to do with it? What? Queen!
All right. I'd like to send my two fingers to all the beautiful moms out there. Happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day to
Happy Mama Days.
To the woman I love, my mom.
Oh.
I always have your back. You always have mine. And I love you. And, you know, just to the hardworking mommies out there. One finger, because I'm going to, sorry to put that happy onto the one finger thing. Now, onto that. To the people who can't drive in the rain and almost cause accidents and make me have to go like 10 minutes out of my way because you don't know how to drive, and then I can't get around you and I'm missing exits and shit. Jane, so one finger to the people who don't know how to drive in the rain or inclement weather, because it can be snow too. So.
Right.
I got a couple drinks. I want to give two fingers to the Maryland State Trooper that the other evening when myself and another car were doing a good 97-101 back and forth thing.
Lord.
And we came around the corner and that State Trooper was sitting right there.
Where was it, dog? I need to know these things.
It was on 95.
Okay.
And I'm looking in the rearview mirror like, did he pull off? And when he got right on my bumper, I was like, oh, shit, I'm done. I was doing that too.
Oh, Lord. At the same time?
Yes.
Oy vey.
He went right around me. Ooh. Got cut right in front of me and pulled a dude over in front of me.
Phew.
I'm going to tell you now.
Look at Gordon.
He couldn't get both of you.
Because we was switching and doing. And so he had just happened to kind of got in front of me right then when we bent that corner.
After the club.
No. And so, yeah, thank God for Depends. Because I had to take that next exit. Because I saw myself, because that was career and everything out the window.
Wow.
Let that be a lesson, young sir.
Yeah, so two fingers to State Trooper for making that choice.
Two fingers to that dude for speeding faster than you.
Right, because that's exactly why that's he how got it from
right.
you.
I was like, woo. You know, I got to do it. I'm sorry. One finger to the Caps. Well, you are, the Caps are the equivalent of the baddest chick in school that you just know if you can just get an opportunity to talk to her, that you can get with her. And she gives you that opportunity and she like, yeah, you know, we should go out. And she lets you take her out and y'all eat dinner and have a good time and everything. And she'd be like, you know, you should come over later. And so you'd be like, all right, I'm going to come past. And then she don't answer the phone. And you sitting there with blue balls and stuff like that. That's the Caps. They bring you to the precipice of euphoria, and then they wake you up from a wet dream. Thank you, Caps, for being consistent in your fuckery.
For the last 4 years, the same goddamn
thing. I appreciate you.
You
motherfucker.
You know what? Like Doc said, man, we got this in. We got it in. Efficiently, clean. This is what we do, man. We see some retros at this stuff. Shout out, hey, Queen. I rap the Clove a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, shout out. I miss our friends.
Yeah.
Damn, I miss our friends. We got to talk more, people. Anybody listening that still care, you know, reach out. Let's talk.
Say hello.
Going to have a bunch of new stuff happening on the show, and you know, some of it's going to involve some of you, so give us a holler. Be fake friends again. We need you.
Oh, and shout out to the brothers Lehman for sharing the show, the Dating Sucks show.
There you go. We got to get out of here, man.
Let's do it.
We have a weekend to enjoy.
Oh, man.
Got to do some stuff.
Still early, baby.
I might be able to get in at tea time if the rain has stopped. If not, that's all right. I got cleaning to do. But, yeah.
What we gotta do, we gotta do it. But, and you know what, though?
What?
To be honest with you, though, although the weather's been up and down, I mean, for May, man, it's been all right. The mornings has been a little chilly,
You know, it's about to be like 90 degrees this week, though.
For real?
80-something, 90-something. I mean, come on, man.
But you know what? I don't think it's going to last that long, though.
But it's May.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? At night, it's supposed to be in the 60s. But still, it's May, homie. Yeah. Like, that's like July weather.
Right.
Like, calm down. But there's no such thing as climate change and all those global warming. There's no such thing as that. Right. Like crazy shit is happening in the Midwest, but there's no such thing. But okay.
Well, got to go. As always, in closing, we like to say,
God woke you up this morning, you can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Damn spot! You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga! Out! God damn it! All of you out!
Shout out to the Harrises! Woo woo!